Belinda presents this unabridged recording of the Queen, her lover, and the most notorious spy in history, written by Roland Perry and read by Deirdre Rubenstein and David Tredinnick. Rumours and gossip were part of court life. By early 1836, King William IV heard of the plight of his niece Victoria. The scuttlebutt was that she was being abused by her mother and Conroy, who were pressuring her over regency. King William was unfazed when he heard a wild rumour about Victoria giving birth. Such was her isolation. He himself, from his younger days as the Duke of Clarence, had had 10 illegitimate children, 5 sons and 5 daughters, to the comic actress Dorothy Bland, known as Mrs. Jordan, a name that had given rise to his own observation that he had been bathing in the River Jordan. There were respectable and not-so-respectable Fitzclarences and other illegitimate families scattered throughout England's royal landscape. There was no stigma attached, only admiration for his former reproductive prowess. More important than any outrageous rumours was William's detestation for John Conroy. The king was angered to learn that he and the Duchess had pushed the girl to the limit about signing over the regency in the expectation of his own death before Victoria's 18th birthday. William hated his brother's wife for keeping the loving niece whom he adored from him. He asked his court spies to discover if a birth had taken place, and if so, the identity of the father. William, a cantankerous man, yet one of strong character, would not spoil Victoria's chances of being crowned queen by making her plight public. Instead, he considered a little royal mischief. The king's secret investigation did not reveal a royal bastard, but had found the identity of the princess's lover, for whom she was pining. Those in and around the court whispered only one name, John Elphinstone, the 13th Lord. Young poet Robert Browning, who mixed in court circles, noted that Victoria was lame and unable to stand upright, yet bent on marrying nobody but Lord Elphinstone. A romance hung around this nobleman, Scottish biographer William Fraser wrote. He was a favourite of King William IV. When Queen Victoria was about 16, Lord Elphinstone was a handsome young guardsman, and it was currently reported and believed that the youthful pair had formed a mutual attachment.